Well, it is good that you're doing something. So my brain is no good. My back is no good. My joints is no good. My ears, in spite of my machine here, it's hard to listen. So if I do not express myself well, tell me that you don't understand what I'm saying. But what I want to talk about tonight is rather important. Inshallah, I will be able to communicate what I want to tell you. When you eat an apple, you throw away something. There is about 5 or 6 black seeds in it, and you make a hole in the ground and you put that black seed in it and you close it and you hope for the sun and for the rain. And eventually it grows. Thanks to the rain and the sun and the care of the owner of the orchard. And then it bears fruit. It gives fruit. Likewise, everything evolves like that. So does faith. So when we say, and let's do it together, Amen to Billahi, I believe in Allah, wa malaikatihi, and I believe in his angels, wa kutubihi, and I believe in all the books which he has sent from the beginning of time, wa rasulihi, and I believe in all the prophets from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Some say 160,000, some say 260,000 prophets. And I believe that when I die, that there is another place in which I will be questioned of the things which I have done while I was on this planet in this life. Wa bil qadri. And I believe in destiny. I believe that I cannot do, but he does, the one who created me, make me do what I do. Hayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahu ta'ala. And all what seems to me as good when I win in the lottery, or what it seems to me bad when I catch cancer, is from the one who created me. وحق أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And truly, there is no God but Allah and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. When we say that, we put that seed in the ground. We sign a contract. We sign a contract of all these things which we said, one day we will mean it and we will live it. And then comes the rain, and then comes the sunshine, and then the owner of the orchard and the owner of everything else takes care of us, and we start to grow. And when we start to grow, we realize that it is not us who is making ourselves grow, that there is some entity who has control over all and everything which exists in the universe, who is doing it. And we better forget that little thing which grew out of the earth from that little seed. And we decide that we better do what he says, and we better not do what he tells us not to do, and that we submit to that entity which we realize is responsible of what is going on. And that is when we become a Muslim. And finally, when we grow and we have apples, we give that apples to you, this is the season, and you bite into it. It's a beautiful thing, it's all nice and red and round, it smells so nice, it's beautiful. And then people pick it up, they eat it, they are satisfied, they are happy, they are content. And that is when we are blessed with ihsan. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who does what Allah Ta'ala asks them to do, and who don't do what Allah Ta'ala asks them not to do, because they feel that they are being watched at all times during their lifetime. One day Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel Gabriel, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala sends you his salams, and he sent you a gift. Thank you, Ya Jibreel, to bring me that gift. What is that gift? Ya Rasulullah, the name of that gift is Ihsan. What is Ihsan, Ya Jibreel? Ya Rasulullah, Ihsan is although you do not see Allah Ta'ala, that you will know that He is seeing you every minute of your life, but not seeing you also from out, only from outside, but He has got also an X-ray. He also sees what is inside of you, what is inside of your brain, what you are thinking, what is inside of your heart, what you are feeling, and He knows your past, your present, and your future. So then we should understand, when we say we are a believer, that is really a very low state of mind, a very low state of being, because is that we are promising to realize one day soon, inshallah, that we will believe in Allah, we will believe in His angels, we will believe in His books and in His prophets, we will believe in the Day of Last Judgment, that we will believe in destiny, and we will believe that there is nothing except Him. And Islam is the moment that we realize by ourselves we are nothing and we cannot do anything, so we better forget what our ego tells us that we are able to do, that we are able to decide, that we give up our will in favor of the will of Allah Ta'ala, and we submit to Him. But still higher, much higher state is to be in the state of Ihsan. Ihsan in Arabic comes from husn, beauty, hasanat. Ihsan is to produce beauty and to give beauty. Ihsan is to give rather than to receive. But we rather, all of us, to receive rather than to give. Who is not going to admit that you would prefer to receive $1,000 than to give $1,000? Who is there who is going to tell me, who doesn't prefer to be loved rather than to love? Who is there who is going to tell me he rather cares for people rather than people care him, take care of him? Sometimes though, we do give. But when we give, we are very careful. We give it to the people who would appreciate it. We give it to the people who deserve it. We give it to the people who is going to say thank you to us. And we'll give it to people who will give us back something. But if those conditions do not exist, we are very hesitant to give. Hazrat Hasan al-Basri says that one should learn to give like the sunshine who shines both on friend and foe. One should be giving as the rain falls at all corners of the earth. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that He orders us to be just and at the same time to learn to be generous and to give. Now that justice is the foundation of ihsan. But what is justice? Justice is, if I owe you something, I pay it to you without fault, totally and exactly, but at the same time, you owe me something, I expect you also to give me exactly what you owe me. Ihsan is, if you owe me something, I forget about it, I forgive it, I don't want it. Ihsan is that if I owe you something, it is not only that I pay you what I owe you, but I pay you more than what I owe you. Hazrat Imam Ghazali says that ihsan is the cause of love. Allah Ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi says that I was a hidden treasure. I loved to be known, so I created the creation. So the cause of the creation is love. Our religion depends extremely strongly on love. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Hazrat Umar to come and he said, Ya Umar, do you love me? Yes, Ya Rasulullah. Do you love me more than anything else? Yes, Ya Rasulullah. Do you love me more than you love yourself? Hazrat Umar hesitated for a second. Ya Umar, said he, if you don't love me more than everything else, including yourself, your faith is incomplete. The love of Allah is of greatest importance. Allah Ta'ala says that if you love me, all and everything, everybody will love you. And if you fear me, all and everything will fear you, says he. Now Imam Ghazali said the cause of love is ihsan, is to give. Everybody loves somebody who gives to you. Wouldn't you love somebody who loves you, who gives you love? Wouldn't you love somebody who gives you care? Wouldn't you love somebody who gives you money? Wouldn't you love somebody who gives you food? Of course you would. It is not only that it is the cause of love, but it is also the cause of unity. For the one who loves each other will stay together. Then there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, he who cannot be thankful to people, he cannot be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. A friend of mine is in China. So he sent me a gift from China, and somebody brings it to me, a messenger. And when I receive that gift, I thank the messenger because I take it from his hand. But I realize that it is not him who is giving me this gift. It is my friend in China who is giving me that gift. So finally, what is the most important thing about Ihsan is the realization that the true Muhsin, the true giver of all and everything, is Allah Ta'ala, but he sends it by the hand of the ones who bring it to you. So therefore, it also becomes a tool of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, one day we will stop liking to be given things to us, and inshallah one day that we would rather be giving than thanking. Amen. 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 It is simple, but it is of extreme importance. The preference of giving rather than taking. Selamun aleyküm. I can't give because I don't have the means, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Well, if you pour from your water container a little bit to the water container of to somebody else, that's ihsan. If you give a date to somebody, it is ihsan. If you give a kind word to somebody, it is ihsan. If you give a real, true advice to somebody, it is ihsan. If you say thank you to somebody, it is ihsan. My cigarette smoke.
No. We have nothing with your cigarette smoke. You smoke. I prefer you, for your health, I prefer you not to smoke. If you are going to smoke, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Not to worry about me.
So you have that oxygen ambulance?
I wish.
You can carry it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have now.
They have a little tube in there. Wow, that's nice. Huh?
Yeah. It lasts about 2.5 hours. Mm. And then you plug it in and it...
It builds up?
Yes, yes. Mm. At home, it's always plugged in.
So that you don't step on it.
Yes. Well, I'm sitting so I can't step on it.
This especially is a good advice for the people who are marrying. The wife gives and the husband gives. And it works. But if they both or one of them insist on taking rather than giving, that is the cause of all problems. I heard the Ezan, I think.
Yes, Baba, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What time was it? 8:15 or something?
8:15.
What
eight
time is the night prayer?
8:15.
Wow. It was 8:45 in Turkey, wasn't it, Mother?
Yeah.
That's very good. We can get up and make our namaz, make a zikrullah and go home.
As much as we would like you to stay, it would be nice if you went home and rested. We want you strong tomorrow and the next day. And the next day.